This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Thursday. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A bit softer. We have slight strength at the break for soybean futures. I think they're helped out again by the rally in crude oil. That's something we're taking note of certainly this week as we cross over into the back half. Yesterday, a big rally, more than $2 higher for most of the session. Today, back above $80 a barrel for WTI crude futures. A couple of things going on with Russia, including an attack by Ukraine on some Russian refineries. Also, you have some posturing of Russia against Finland. Finland, a huge supplier of oil and energy products to the European Union. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Extra risk premium also attached yesterday as you had the weekly inventory report for petroleum stocks showing a drawdown here this last week instead of a build. And that does lend support first to soybean oil, but also down the road improves the outlook potentially for overall processing demand, including corn-based ethanol, which has been a bit of a negative. We've seen processing margins slip just a touch here lately. So if we continue to have higher oil, it's going to be something that could potentially lead the rest of the commodity space higher here. We otherwise are watching, as we normally do on Thursday mornings, the reaction to weekly export sales numbers. Again, corn really pretty solid here. We had a daily flash sale as well pop up for a couple of cargoes of corn sold to Mexico. And we can thank Mexico for being the top buyer of U.S. corn this season and buying a lot more than they did last year and more than anticipated to help exports overall for corn be up by as much as a third or more from last year. So the flip of it is soybean exports are a bit weak, but seasonally that can be expected as we head into the spring season.
We will get that official planting intentions report later this month, and we've already seen some groups kind of putting out their estimates, their guesses of what that's going to look like. Joe, what's your takeaway on some of those numbers that we're seeing?
It's almost a dart on the dartboard type of guess. I think surveys are important for trying to get the handle on what farmers plan to do, but it's such a moving target, and we can just look back to last year as an example of that. Some of these pre-March prospective plantings report surveys coming in several million acres off, like most of the private estimates, just because of the USDA surprising. They actually last year stuck really close to where they were at on the February outlook forum numbers, increasing the corn planting intentions relative to February by only 1 million acres, but having the soybean outcome exactly the same from February to the March prospective plantings report, which is a bit of a surprise to me how that can happen, given that this USDA report is supposed to be survey-based. But it is what it is, and something that certainly the market looks forward to at the end of the month. It'll actually be on the 28th this year on a Thursday before we're off for a Good Friday holiday on Friday.
Joe, let's go to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock, and what are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
All of a sudden, strength again for the cattle, particularly live cattle, leading the way. Feeder cattle still off their recent highs, but new highs for the move on a lot of these nearby cattle futures. We're budging back up against 190 for this April live cattle contract. That would be a couple dollars higher than what we're mostly expecting the cash trade to land at here. But at the same time, reflecting what we still look forward to in terms of a bullish response to these tight fed cattle supplies lasting a while longer, and the fact that we know it's going to take a long time yet before we can gain traction on trying to rebuild this herd. We were pretty optimistic about the drought improvement we had observed here early in the winter for the Southern Plains and what that meant for pasture cattle. But at the same time here, all of a sudden, they've reversed. We're noting those wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and how dry it is still in Oklahoma and Kansas. So, you know, that delays, if you will, what could be eventually a rebound for supplies and keeps the fundamentals bullish for cattle. Otherwise, hogs still mostly strong too, and that's a futures market looking forward to tighter production into the summer months along with a pretty bullish seasonal outlook.
And Joe, have we seen any indication that there will be a boost in demand, I guess, earlier in this summer, spring season, just because the weather has been so nice pretty much across the board?
Yeah, you normally would anticipate that reaction. I think it'll be the case for me. I'll have the grill out early and often and taking advantage of the favorable weather. And you have an early Easter season that can help as well, really get started with the gatherings and the outdoor cookouts. So I think we're pretty bulled up on the resilience, the sustaining of robust consumer demand here. We look at these cutout values, and they're all still firmer than a year ago, and suggesting that the consumer has not pushed back against these relatively higher prices, and instead still embracing the red meats to a big extent, and that helps. It's the cycle of good demand at the grocery store leading to better packer margins and ultimately boosting these bids we're going to see in the cash market.
Joe Camp of Comstock, our guest here today. Joe, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yeah, access to our Comstock report, all of our contact information up at comstock.com.
Thanks so much for the time. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. We'll talk to you next week.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. May corn down 2 even at 439.25. May soybeans up 8.75 at 1205.5. May soybean meal up $3.10 at 339.50. May soybean oil up 16 cents at 48.73. Chicago wheat down 8.75 at 535.5. Minneapolis wheat down 5 even at 658.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 7 even at 580.5. And May oats up 1 even at 374 even. On the Merck, April live cattle up 7 cents at 190 even. March feeder cattle up 55 cents at 250.82. April lean hogs down 42 cents at 84.45. April pork cutout up 10 cents at 92.60. And Class 3 milk down 5 cents at 16.47. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.